coming up tomorrow, actually, will be the 10th anniversary celebration and gala for Louisiana Key Academy. Joining us now to talk about this is Laura Cassidy. Dr. Cassidy, good morning. Welcome to Talk 107.3. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Doing very well this morning. So before we get into what's going to be going on tomorrow, walk me through a little bit of the history of Louisiana Key Academy.
So Louisiana Key Academy is a charter school, type 2. We're under BSEE for kids with dyslexia. Mm-hmm. And we're celebrating our 10th year. We've grown from 100 kids in one school to over 400 kids, three schools, and we're adding the high school.
Adding high school?
Yes.
That's the next logical step, obviously, but it's a testament to success over 10 years.
Well, yes, it's a testament to success, and it's a testament to the need, how many kids there are with dyslexia, 20% of the population, the kids that can't afford a private tutor. They deserve to be educated. It's a tremendous boost to our workforce. And so we have a great team, and I'm excited about the high school opening this August.
Take us back in time a little bit. What got the Key Academy started? Like, what put y'all on this path in the first place?
So my husband and I, we have a daughter with dyslexia, mm-hmm. and we had a good friend who had a son with dyslexia, and we saw how difficult it was for them to get educated and how expensive it is. And again, since we knew it was so common, we're like, if we're having this much trouble, there's got to be plenty of parents that are having this much trouble, because they're bright kids. Their IQ is average to above average, but they learn to read in a different way and they have to be given the proper instruction.
Let's talk about that instruction a little bit, because it is different, to say the least. It's about grasping what the problem is and addressing it with the student. How is it different? How is the approach different at Louisiana Key Academy?
So all of our teachers are trained to be what we call language practitioners or language therapists. That takes a year to 2 years. Mm-hmm. They're put in groups of six students to one teacher for 90 minutes a day in the kindergarten through fifth grade for that reading and writing instruction. So we're really trying to get that foundation. We use what's called a sequential structured instruction. We have them read aloud in these small groups so they're not embarrassed, but the teacher can understand where they're struggling and they can get feedback. And then as they go into middle school and high school, we give them the support they need, which becomes more technology-based, again, small groups, tutoring where they need it, whether it's a small group or one-on-one. And we really work at just helping them with their self-esteem, because you know, you look at people like Charles Schwab and Richard Branson and Whoopi Goldberg, all dyslexics, but when they talk about going through school, they talk about the struggle it was and how it is damaging to their self-esteem, because they're wondering why is it so much more difficult for them to learn to read and write.
Dr. Laura Cassidy is our guest talking about Louisiana Key Academy. And yeah, we went through years worth of, I guess, misunderstanding. Would probably be the right word when it comes to dyslexia and dyslexics. And we've gone light years in advance with diagnosing and addressing moving forward. How far down the road are we? How far do we have to go when it comes to grasping that which affects so many of our students?
Well, so it's a great question, Brian, because we look at the statistics that the schools have to turn in to the State Department of Education in Louisiana, and we still see that less than 1% are being identified. Mm-hmm. So the goal is really to increase the identification closer to the 20% so that the kids get what they need, because we know that there's a large dropout rate amongst these kids in middle and high school if they're not identified because they're so frustrated. And that ends up into possibility of incarceration. So again, I think of it as a personal issue and a public issue as a workforce issue, because these kids, again, their IQs are average to above average. We either give them what they need so they're literate and they're successful, or we don't, and then they pay the price and the society pays the price.
We're talking with Dr. Laura Cassidy about Louisiana Key Academy. So what's going down tomorrow? Tell me all about it.
So tomorrow we have a gala at 7 o'clock at the school, which is at 3172 Government Street. We have the Shaywitzes from the Yale Center for Dyslexia are going to be there. We'll have a lot of donors. We'll have parents. We'll have teachers. We're going to showcase the school, talk about the opening of the high school, and celebrate our 10 years here in Baton Rouge.
This is a celebration of 10 years, but also a bit of a looking forward as well. Louisiana Key Academy has grown over these 10 years. What are the expansion plans looking like, and where do y'all serve now?
So we have a school in Covington, Louisiana. We're at the end of our first year. We were completely full, and that school will expand to grade a year over the next several years to be just like here at K through 8. In Shreveport, we'll start with K through 4 in August, and then we'll start the high school here in August. For people that are interested, we have two virtual events. April 4th for the middle school and the high school here in Baton Rouge. And we have a dyslexia screening event on April 22nd at the school here in Baton Rouge.
Is the high school just growing into your current campus?
It will be part of our campus, yes.
Wow, okay. I mean, that's, yeah.
And the reason we built the high school is what we see is we have some kids go back to their traditional schools, but a lot of kids with moderate to severe dyslexia, if they go to the high school, they won't get the support they need, and we feel like it derails all the progress we've made. And we want these kids to fulfill their dreams, go to college, go to community school, go to technical school, whatever it is. So we have a partnership with LSU. Looking at digital arts and the STEM program. And so we just want to give kids a place for a tuition-free education for specific to dyslexics. That was a mouthful.
Got it all out there, though. For parents that might be a little bit concerned about their kids, what should they be looking for when it comes to spotting, diagnosing dyslexia?
So, in general, when you're young, it's things like you have difficulty learning the alphabet. You have difficulty learning to rhyme. You're a slow reader. You may stumble over your words. You may say the wrong word. You may know a word one day, forget it the next. And then some people get along okay, and then they get to third grade and beyond, and there's so much reading. And they may be making C's or B's, but they are working so hard. And the parents have to help them. Their spelling's usually awful. But the hallmarks would be slow reading, poor spelling, and sometimes when they're reading, you can notice just basically their wrong pronunciation, or they're getting the words out incorrectly. But they're smart kids. That, I think that's the thing I try to emphasize, because it is not related to IQ at all. And so, parents know if their kids are smart.
Yeah.
But then they see that they're not doing as well as they expect. So that would be, to me, a flag.
Yeah, absolutely. And that right there is the misunderstanding that got just missed for generations before being picked up upon the right way in places like Louisiana Key Academy, making the difference. If anybody wants to be involved in the gala, how do they do so?
So if you're interested in anything about LKA, I would send you to the website, which is www.lkaschools.com. And you can donate, you can volunteer, you can come to the gala. We welcome it all.
Donate, volunteer, come to the gala, Louisiana Key Academy, of course, right up Government Street from where we're at now. Dr. Laura Cassidy. Hey, Dr. Cassidy, before I get you out of here, you had a little bit of a unique experience last week. You get to roll with the First Lady for a little bit. What was that like?
Well, actually, I've met her before. She is a very nice woman. It was a great visit, because she is a very nice woman, and we got to tour Louisiana Cancer Research Center. And talk about colon cancer prevention. And also, I think what's really exciting for Louisiana, this consortium at the Research Center is LSU, Tulane, Xavier, and Ochsner. They are working together. They're enrolling patients in clinical trials. We're getting money from the NIH. And I think it's a big deal for Louisiana. So she was highlighting that.
Yeah, it was a pretty big announcement last Friday. It was saw that you and the senator were riding along with, and yes, it is colorectal cancer research or colorectal cancer awareness month all this month. So a lot of good timing on that and good news for Louisiana.
Yes.
She is Dr. Laura Cassidy, and the Louisiana Key Academy 10-year gala is coming up tomorrow. We appreciate a couple minutes this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Absolutely.